91X News.
It's 4 degrees and mostly cloudy. I'm Christine Hostler with 91X News. On May 2nd, Canada votes. That means Elections Canada is looking for people to work the polls. Elections Canada field liaison Ted Ritwinski says 600 to 750 positions are available.
These are the two people that deal with the public and strike voters' names off the list. They ask for identification and they provide the voter with a ballot so that they can vote.
The deputy returning officer position pays over $200 for the day, and the poll clerk position pays $160 for the day. You can apply by going to www.elections.ca. For those in Prince Edward Hastings riding, you can visit the returning office at the Bayview Mall. In order to work for Elections Canada, you must live in the riding you're applying for. Green Party leader Elizabeth May won't be joining the other party leaders on debate night. Federal Court Judge Mark Naden decided not to expedite the case before the first debate on Tuesday. The Greens wanted a judicial review of the CRTC policy that says broadcasters do not have to include all political parties in debates. Seawater near Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant is now testing 7.5 million times over the legal limits for radioactive emissions. Reporter Neil Karinsky says the more water is used to control the reactors, the more problem it creates.
The problem is they have to spray water on the reactors to keep them from melting down further. But all that runoff is creating a toxic stew. Bad water is being dumped so that the worst of the water can be contained. But there are leaks, too, leading to efforts to put up underwater barriers to stem the flow. So far, nothing is working.
The new levels, coupled with the reports that radiation was building up in fish, has led the government to create an acceptable radiation standard for fish for the first time. And officials say that could change depending on the circumstances. Some fish caught Friday off Japan's coastal waters would have exceeded the new limit. Millions of people suffer from sleep deprivation, but some do just fine on little sleep. Reporter Karen Chase tells us it's about science's efforts and how to find out how they do it.
Scientists are trying to solve the mystery of the short sleepers. A small percentage of people seem to thrive on less than 6 hours of sleep a day, and no one knows how. Despite going to bed late and getting up early, they have plenty of energy and ambition without chugging coffee. A University of Utah neurologist is trying to trace the trait to a gene and says while interviewing subjects for the study, some admitted texting and doing crossword puzzles while answering his questions. Karen Chase, ABC News.
The health minister says she can't explain why a former deputy minister was paid $762,000 in 2010, despite leaving the government in 2009. Ron Sapsford's salary was listed under Hamilton Health Sciences in last week's Sunshine List of Public Sector Workers. Sapsford quit the government in 2009 after the $1 billion e-health scandal. Deb Matthews says the government is bound by secrecy, so Sapsford will have to explain the huge payout. He declined to comment. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Carl Iyett with sports.
In Major League Baseball tonight, the Jays are facing Oakland after a day off yesterday. Jojo Reyes is the starter for the Jays. He's going to face Brendan McCarthy. Outfielder Reggie Davis is set to return in the lineup after missing Sunday's game with a sore ankle. There are 9 games in the NHL tonight with 5 Canadian teams playing. The Leafs are trying to keep their playoffs hope alive tonight against Washington. The Leafs need to win their 3 remaining game and all Buffalo loses their last 3 to make the playoffs. The Sabres are also in action tonight facing Tampa Bay. The Montreal Canadiens could clinch a playoff spot tonight with a win over Chicago. It's also a big game for the Blackhawks, who are battling with the Flames for the last playoff spot in the Western Conference. In the other games, Ottawa is home to Philadelphia, and Vancouver is in Edmonton. University of Connecticut police say they arrested 23 people celebrating the Huskies NCAA Men's Basketball Championship last night. Most were apprehended for vandalism, and out of the 23 arrested, 10 are UConn students. The Huskies are scheduled to return this afternoon following their 53-41 win over Butler. Winnipeg's Jeff Stoughton has two games today at the World's Men's Curling Championship. The Canadiens tied with Scotland atop the standing with 5-0. Square off against France before hooking up with the Scots later tonight. Scotland takes on China before its showdown with Canada. Remember to send us your team and league scores. Email sports at 91XFM. That's sports. Here is Christine Hustler with 91X Weather.
Today, cloudy with sunny periods, chance of showers early this afternoon, clearing later this afternoon, and a high of 6. Tonight, clear and a low of -1. Wednesday, increasing cloudiness with a chance of wet flurries in the morning, then 60% chance of rain late in the late in the morning and early in the afternoon, clearing up in the evening and a high of 8. Thursday, sunny, low minus 5 and a high 9. Right now it's 4 degrees. I'm Christine Hossler with Carl Ayat. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.